Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Dana Mayhew, the founder of TDC Consults and also an adjunct faculty member of the Claremont Grad University and El Camino College. Hey, Dana, can you believe it? For 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dana, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you ever so much, Paul. I'm Dana Mayhew, and I'm the owner and founder of TDC Consults. We're an organization development, human resources, and consulting firm. I have been in this business for 30 years, and we provide everything from employee resolution, training and development. I'm an expert in employment laws, rules, and regulations. We do management training and performance management. We give advice on hiring right the first time. And we go in and we will do everything from MBTI or DISC personality assessments and try to get to bring your employees along and create great leaders. It's our belief that every employee in the organization can be a great leader as long as we treat each other with all due respect. So having launched into that, it's a great segue to talk to you about what I've seen in the last 30 years that works as a communications tool for our leaders. First of all, a company has to know its market, and it has to know what are its value distinctions, what makes their product special, and who their client is. They need to develop a clear mission, vision, and values. Those are absolutely critical. And these values have to be incorporated not only by the leaders of the company, but by the employees. And what that means is that the leaders need to understand the employees' values at all as well. If they don't, there's going to be what we call cognitive dissonance or value dissonance, and it's going to break down the communication and create problems in the future. The best managers that I've noticed are not necessarily the charismatic managers, although they're a lot of fun, but the servant leaders, the manager that's there who says to you, eyeball to eyeball, my success is your success. What do you need to succeed? We want to embrace that if we can. So somebody who is there to develop their talent along. So what does that require? It requires that we hire right the first time, not hire our best friends or somebody else's best friend, but the absolute talent that we need to get our mission done. And to compete in the marketplace, of course. And how do we do that? We make sure that we are a relevant corporation, that we know our employees, we know their needs, we know what they value, and we know what helps them feel not only valued in the company, but valued in the community, how they serve their greater community. It could be environmentally, or it could be by providing services. So it's the right hire, the right time, and a consistent development of employees. So knowing not only what the talents you need now are, but prospectively looking down the pike and finding out what talents you need in the future and recruiting for them, training for them, making sure you find those values, and providing for your community. One of the most important things that I've found And it's not really a new concept, it's emotional intelligence. In other words, the importance of understanding that not everything is catastrophe, that we can work through problems. If you're not making mistakes, you're not learning fast enough. If you are learning, you are growing. And most of them can be resolved by thoughtfully sitting down and working together and respecting each other.
Dana, thank you so much for your summary, not only from your experience, but also what you've seen firsthand to help people and organizations be their best. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you through our fellowship with Empira. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the events that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are free to subscribers as well. Hey, Dana, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Sure. Yay!
Thank you, Dana. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.